fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on this a Thursday, the second day of January in a brand new year of 2020. Happy New Year, everyone. Well, folks, the way I understand the lineup for today, we're going to have Tom Berryhill on at the bottom of the hour, and at the top of the second hour, we're going to have Steve Hunt on, so it should be a fairly good show. Now, folks, we got about a half hour of time here, so give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you want. Well, there's not a whole lot going on in the news that is out of the ordinary. We sent in 750 soldiers and Marines to the embassy there in Baghdad. I don't know what's going to happen there, but Trump has ordered another 4,000 troops, or maybe it's 4,000 total, I'm not sure which, here in the next few days to reinforce the embassy. They've got the room to do it. It's not just a normal embassy building. This compound covers many acres. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping this isn't going to go where I think it's going to go. I want to be wrong. But I think 2020 is going to be a very, very, shall we say, interesting year. We're looking at a lot of things economically. I was just reading a few minutes ago that just like the close of 2019, 2020 starting off in the markets with everything going higher. Of course, you know, I don't think that the Fed pumping $100 billion a night into the market has anything to do with that or nothing. So we'll see what happens there. Let's see. What else is going on that would be of interest to everybody? Let me see here. Oh, Obama's national security holdovers finally booted after 3 years of nonstop leaks. Well, finally, somebody grew a brain in the White House. It's definitely time to get rid of those people. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, now this one might be of interest to a lot of people. I know we have global listeners. Avian flu outbreak hits Europe's largest poultry producers. Now it says to prevent the virus from spreading, the police blocked roads in the vicinity of affected farms. So I'm going to click on this headline and see where we're talking about. Let me see. Reuters citing local media reports said up to 40,000 turkeys could be culled in the coming days to prevent a further outbreak. Okay, this is in Poland, apparently, folks. So if you're in Poland or anywhere in the general vicinity, expect poultry prices to go up. That's just the way it works. Okay, folks, like I said, give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. We'll discuss pretty much anything you want to. Otherwise, I'm going to be very bored this first half hour. So give me a call, please. Anyway, while we're not talking about anything in particular, really, I'd like everybody to, I want to invite everybody to join us on the Rural Survival Show right here on RBN. Our show starts at 10 a.m. Central, goes to noon Central. We always have a really good time, put out a lot of informative information. We discuss about anything. One of our big focuses is gardening and food preservation. But we discuss everything from politics to religion and everything in between. We usually get somebody going, which is what makes it fun. So, okay. Oh, I just got informed by Julie. I did not say the day of the week. Well, she's right. 10 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Every Saturday, folks. We only do one show a week. Wish we could do more. But that's all, in reality, we've got time for. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you reminding me. Anyway, folks, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call. Okay, let's see what else is on. I don't know if this one affects anybody listening, but Airbus deliveries soared a record high as Boeing's deliveries crash. It's understandable. They're playing the, what is it, 737-800 MAX, I think it is. FAA still isn't releasing it. I guess Boeing hasn't proved that the problems are done with that yet. Let's see. I'm looking, folks. National Highway Transportation Safety Administration Special Crash Investigations Unit to review fatal crash in Los Angeles. Nothing new there. It seems like another Tesla crashes every week. Oh, here's a good one that to me is good news. So many people have fled California, the state may lose multiple seats in Congress. Texas, meanwhile, is likely to gain 3 seats. I don't know about you folks. I can't call that anything but good news. Let's see. According to that lawyer, DeGenova, I think is how you say his name, Comey and Brennan were coup leaders. He says, people do not have even the beginning of an understanding of the role that John Brennan played in this. Now, I'd say he's probably right. Interesting little factoid. A third of 18 to 34-year-olds live with their parents. Yeah. Well, I can't blame the kids too much. Look at our economy, regardless of what the president says. There's a lot of economic problems out there for the little guys. The poor keep getting poorer and the rich keep getting richer, and that's been going on for 100 years plus. Baltimore City breaks murder record of the century. So, of course, their answer is taking away guns. Yeah. And we see how well that works in Mexico, don't we? What was it last year? 54,000 murdered? Oh, boy. We got Glenn in Philadelphia on line one. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Tim. Can you hear me? Happy New Year. Hope you can hear me well.
Yes, sir. I can hear you well, and Happy New Year to you and yours, sir.
Thank you, sir. There you go. I thought I'd call and have mercy on you and rescue you a little bit from the quietude.
Well, thank you. I tell you guys, I am not good at monologues. I'm really not, because I don't write anything in advance. I'm used to talking to people. That's my forte. So
Right. You know,
anyway, what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, actually, what was the very topic of the concept of slow news days? May God grant us many slow news days in 2020.
Oh, I agree. Please.
It's funny because in the realm of like talk radio banter,
right?
There are the events or big events, you know, that command attention or hype, and then when things slow down, then there's the necessary like it, now, John, you know, you, RBN in general, isn't a hype oriented, as you know. People right. have concerns. If this story, we follow the impeachment thing, we follow this. But if I listen to a large number of different, you know, things and presenters, and the hype artists, you know, the hype ones, they it's amazing, because if apocalypse isn't occurring, they try and turn a 4-car pileup in Idaho into an apocalyptic event or something like that.
I agree.
And the psychology of this is like, you know, that when you can keep people stirred up, fear, excited, or worried, it puts you like in a more, into a more persuadable, you know, suggestible frame of mind. So you got to keep everybody all up to, and it's really unhealthy, you know? But come to RVN and you can hear people analyzing things or talking about the implications of things. What are the implications of this going on with the impeachment? Why or why not is Pelosi sending the articles of impeachment over to the Senate? That's a big one right now. The huge fires in Australia, that's a big one.
Getting really bad, by the way, Glenn. I was watching some news reports on that early this morning. They have mobilized, when I say they, the Australian government has mobilized their entire Navy to evacuate people off of beaches. You know, these people have been forced into the water, literally.
Yes, I was just going to say they're literally going into the water. That is a big. I mean that sort of dwarfs the California fires. You know, they're huge, but these Australia fires are just unreal.
Unreal.
As to what's going on in Iraq with this green zone stuff, remember when they built that compound in Iraq?
I sure do.
Yeah, the whole green zone thing. It was kind of scandalous and perplexing at the time, because if we're supposed to be getting out, why are we building this huge complex that houses all these people and has has swimming pools and bowling alleys, and you know, they're building a little city over there to support a large number of personnel. And well, and here it is. And what's weird is, and here it seems like it's being breached fairly easily. I mean, they didn't do much of a job of protecting it. It wasn't for lack of strength of the facilities themselves, but it seems like they didn't have the personnel or the methodologies in place to repel something like this.
Well, you know, when they only penetrated the outer perimeter, the first layer only. So, if I was guessing, now I don't know what their plans are. I've been out of the military for 30 years. Not literally 30 years. My guess is that the civilian guards had orders to retreat back into the second perimeter, you know, when all those hundreds of people showed up. You know?
Right.
Two guys are going to fight off 300 fighters, you know, Hezbollah fighters.
Well, where are all these, like it seems like if they had large number of troops with, like, the soft type of rubber bullets, I don't mean the more painful, I mean the genuinely, you know, softer rubber bullets, and if they were, you know, spraying these crowds, the, you know, that would be enough to drive them away. Or what about those acoustic weapons like they used in Pittsburgh years ago? I mean, they could have a few of these.
Have the acoustic weapons, but I doubt if they do. My guess is that security-wise, they were kind of caught with their pants down. Were able to do was throw stun grenades and tear gas. That's all they did.
I think this place was billions of dollars, and you know it was hugely fortified, and had a huge amount of facilities in it and stuff like that. You know, well, why are their pants down?
Just didn't expect it, is my guess, Glenn. They didn't have any inkling this was coming. They got caught by surprise. I'm not defending them. It shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Whoever the CO is of that Marine detachment should be relieved right now, in my opinion.
If you're going to do something like that, I mean, you have to maintain. The idea of having such a stalwart facility there and not having, you know, somebody clearly wasn't on the job, you know, somebody wasn't doing their job in terms of being ready to repel. And the Iraqi people, while they are thrilled with us, and the Iraqi people, you know, want more influence on their own government, certainly seems like the issue now is this Iranian involvement. I mean, with Hezbollah, the Iranian influence, you know, power projection, infiltration, troops in Iraq and in Syria, their attacks on Saudi Arabia. I mean, this does seem to be gravitating to some sort of, I mean, Israel has, Hamas and Hezbollah attacks and these cruddy missiles in Israel, and Israel has attacked into Syria for Iranian troops there, the United States. I mean, this is going to end up with more direct attacks on Iran, so things could be escalating up to a more direct conflict with Iran.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, Glenn. Now, here's the thing. The Iranian people are actually split between the Shiites and the Sunnis. Now, we've had a large number of people protesting for weeks over Iranian involvement in Iraq. I don't know if you've been watching any of that or not. I watch Al Jazeera a lot, you know, their live shows to see what's going on. But they've been protesting against the Iraqi government. They've been protesting against Iran running Iraq's military. They've been protesting against everything. If you want, hang on, Glenn, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, again, John Moore, on Thursday, the second day of January, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Again, Happy New Year, folks. Glenn, are you still there, buddy?
I am still here, Tim.
Excellent, and, excellent. Go ahead.
I wanted to, before we go back into the topics, I wanted to mention the sending money into RBN. You know me from, you know, I've been a long-time RBN listener, and I used to subscribe to the archives when they had, like, a subscription service thing for that. But I'm not, you know, a big financial supporter or anything. But I did, after hearing Mike, that thing from Mike Rivera numerous times, I finally, a number of months ago, went into my PayPal account and set up a $10 a month donation to RBN.
Excellent.
And that isn't much, but I'll tell you what, I forget about it. I don't even notice it. It goes out every month. It's not going to make me, or 10 bucks isn't going to make me or break me or be that noticeable, but if we could get a few thousand people to just go and do, set up, I think, you know, like I say, I know 10 bucks isn't much of a contribution, but if, with thousands of listeners, if we could get a couple thousand people to send in 10 bucks a month, I think John would have a much easier time keeping the network afloat.
So well, I agree with you, absolutely. And by the way, RBN says thank you, Glenn.
Oh, you're very welcome. Like I say, I know it's not much, and I've been listening for years, calling to various shows, John's show, your show, Mike Rivero, stuff like that. So, just encourage people. You really won't miss the $10 very much. And like I say, with a few, few small numbers, large amounts of large number of people with a small amount, RBN can function, so you really won't miss it. So please consider doing that, setting up a regular $10 a month PayPal contribution.
Absolutely.
So that having been said, okay, so back to the hype of the day. The Iran thing, I remember back, if you remember the history of Iran, we had Shahrisa Pahlavi was the manipulated Western figure and the guy with the cruel secret police people that the Savak secret police that used to bust down people's doors at night and stuff like that. Pretty evil guy that we set up there. We ended up with the Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini in there for a while, and that was a scary phase. He was a tyrant and an extremist, and the people were behind him and then Iran had become very anti-American. I mean, I don't know if you remember when Ruhollah Khomeini died. They were carrying his body through the streets and actually got dumped to the coffin, got dumped or whatever when he was.
I remember that weird
thing. And then we had the advent of the mullahs, the age of the mullahs. And then we have the head guy named Khomeini as opposed to Khomeini. There's an A instead of an O, but it's very similar. And I remember Dr. Stan Montese used to talk about how the United States wasn't involved in getting the mullahs in over there, which always seemed very strange to me. But Dr. Stan Montese was a pretty, scholarly guy, pretty knew what he was talking about. And I just, from a political standpoint, it's very odd that he talked about how we sort of manipulated the mullahs into their power position.
Right.
And then later on you had the son of Shahrisa Pahlavi coming out and wanting to get in there. It's just a political turmoil seems to be the thing over there. And then during the Obama administration, you had Obama giving them money and helping them with their nuclear research, supposedly in the name of power production. And now under Trump, you have this hardline approach to get rid of the deal, with Iran and put sanctions on them and all that sort of thing. What we're calling sanctions in some cases are actually more like acts of war. Sanctions you're talking about. Yeah, sanctions you're talking about things like boycotts and stuff like that and tariffs, but our sanctions. We're actually sort of at war with Iran, in a sense, as are Israel and Saudi Arabia. I mean, Iran has made attacks into Saudi Arabia that are just, unbelievable. They've had a state-of-the-art train station attacked in Saudi Arabia in recent weeks.
Right.
And that made a blip in the news, but you really didn't see much about it, but that was a pretty huge deal.
It was, just like when the Houthis with Iranian missiles hit that big airport there in Saudi.
Yes.
That was a mess, too.
It was probably the Houthis that attacked the train station, too. And, so you have the Houthis, you have Hezbollah, they're funding Hezbollah in Lebanon and stuff. And
Hamas. Glenn, I got to let you go, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. And we're going to talk to Tim in Arkansas on line 3 as soon as we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on this, a Thursday, the second day of January in a brand new year of 2020. We have got Tim in Arkansas on line three waiting to talk. So welcome aboard, Tim.
Hi, Tim. Thank you. Yes, what sir. I wanted to talk about was the attack that is most successful is never known until it's all over. And we're experiencing that attack. This is biblical, so if there's anybody out there that hates the Bible, tough. What we're looking at is Revelations 13:14, where the second beast deceives all those that dwell on the earth, and that takes a little bit of talking there. To give up their image to the beast. It says make an image to the beast. Facial recognition is that image that he wants. There's another beast above that second beast. It actually tells him what to do, and I won't go into that right now.
But, all right. Well, sure do appreciate it, Tim. We've got our special guest on the line. Whoops, we just lost him. All right, but anyway, we got callers stacking up, buddy. Sure do appreciate you expressing your opinion. Feel free to call back anytime.
All right, thank you, bye.
Thank you. Next, we're going to Bill in West Virginia on line five.
Yes, this is Spence. You were in the nuclear submarines, weren't you?
Yes, sir, I was. SSBNs, 41 for Freedom, 616 class.
Okay. I joined to get into that back in 1970, and they found out that I was, I got terribly seasick.
Uh-oh.
And they stationed me at Roosevelt Roads, Puerto Rico. You probably
right.
know where that's at.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, that was more like McHale's Navy and Gilligan's Island down there.
Yes.
And I was Gilligan.
I was 10 years later, but yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Anyhow, I heard something last night. And you should know something about this. I was listening to a certain radio show, and I'll just say his first name, Hal.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he had inside information that Israel was going to be attacked by Iran with four missiles, and they had come from basically en route from China to North Korea to Iran, and there's bigger and badder than what the Iranians originally had, and they had 250 kiloton warheads on them. Now you tell me now, what kind of that's a heck of a payload? Is that they're supposed to hit Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Dimona, Haifa, and so. Is that possible for them to have a 250 kiloton warhead on four missiles?
Let me put it like this, okay? How many times have we heard Mr. Turner make statements like this, and how many times have they come true?
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I would not sweat this one even in the slightest. Okay, to start with, China has no reason to allow that to happen. China's about making money, okay? And there's not
right.
enough money in the world for Iran to buy ICBMs from China with those kind of warheads on them. Buddy, I'm sorry. I just don't see that happening. I do believe Mr. Turner has got his facts screwed up.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, don't sweat that one, okay? I mean, that's
yeah.
not even worth thinking about. Look at it logically.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Right. Okay, that's all I wanted to ask you there. Good to hear you on the radio there today.
Yeah, come join us on Saturday. We'd
yeah,
love
I tried
to have you on.
I'm usually so busy I can't get to it. But, yeah, I'll get there with you on Saturday.
All right, sounds good, buddy. Thank you very much. Well,
thank
folks,
you.
apparently we've lost our guest, Tom Berryhill. I was hoping he'd call back. Apparently he lost his connection. I know about where Tom lives. He doesn't have real good connectivity where he's at. So maybe he'll be able to call back. Maybe he won't. But anyway, we'll keep on talking to everybody. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Feel free to give us a call. You know, we'll talk pretty much about anything you want to. Okay, I hate dead air, so I'm going to keep flapping my gums here. We'll figure out something to talk about. Oh, by the way, folks, top of the hour, Steve Hunt's supposed to be coming on, and we're going to talk about gold and silver. I've been hearing a lot of really good things about silver here in the past day or so. There's a lot of people that know what they're talking about, saying that instead of silver being 90 to 1 like it is now, towards the end of 2020, we're looking at 13 to 1. So if these people are really know what they're talking about, and, you know, as Yogi Berra says, the hardest thing about predicting the future is that it hasn't happened yet. So But anyway, we're looking at about $107 an ounce if these people are right. I don't know if they are or not. So let your conscience be your guide. The thing that I think we can pretty much count on with silver and gold, if you're looking at it a long-time investment, it ain't going to get no cheaper. You know, the value doesn't go up and down on either one, really. What it is, the value of the dollar is dropping continuously. In fact, one of the headlines I read this morning was that as all the markets and futures, or especially the futures, are skyrocketing this morning, the dollar continues to lose value, which is why the futures are skyrocketing, of course. So anyway, we'll be talking to Steve Hunt about all this when he comes on at the top of the hour. In the meantime, give me a call, 1-800-313-9443. Well, Tom still hasn't called back. We were going to talk about the energy cleaner. The energy cleaner, John started selling, I think it was about 2008. That'd be about 11 or 12 years ago. Now, this thing gave me 10 years more to an active, relatively pain-free life. Now, it's not doing me that much good anymore, but I'm a very sick person. But I'm sure it still helps. I still use it. But anyway, folks, if you want to learn about the energy cleaner, go to John Moore's website. That's thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Click on the link. I think it's where it says products. I guess I could stop thinking and look it up. I built the website. I just don't remember. So give me just a second. Under products. Amazon Bird. Yeah, the energy cleaner. Just highlight the list that says, the thing that says products at the top of the page. A drop down list will come down. Click on the energy cleaner. You can read the patent information, all about it. I'm not sure what the price is. It might have changed. It used to be $285 a unit. I think it still is, but you can look for yourself. They do work. So go ahead and take a look when you have a chance if you're not familiar with it. But it sure did me a world of good for 10-plus years. So that's a good thing. Okay, well, I'm going to pull up Drudge Report real quick and see what's going on. I don't care for it as much as I used to. I don't care for the product and the links they have. When I say product, in other words, news product, not buy and sell stuff. But anyway, let's see what's going on here. Day three, the siege at the embassy in Baghdad. We've already talked about that. Pentagon to deploy 4,000 troops. We talked about that. Iran general warns not afraid of war. Well, they always say that right until the missiles hit. U.S. combat deaths in Afghanistan, highest in years. I still don't think we had that many as compared to 15 years ago. I know we had a bunch of them when my son was there 6 or 7 years ago. He only had to do one tour there and then did one in Kuwait. And now he's in the warrior transition unit trying to get his body fixed up from all the havoc that was wreaked on it for all that time in combat. So hopefully he'll get done soon. Okay, let's see what else is going on. And by the way, folks, call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. U.S. consulate warns employees as gun battles rock Mexican border city. Yeah, things are totally out of control in Mexico. Rule of law is apparently non-existent anymore from everything I've been reading. I'm not there. I don't know. But apparently it's getting pretty bad. Let me see. What else we got? 2020 Dems flood Iowa. It happens every 4 years right about this time of year. Let me see. I'll tell you, folks, if I was a Democrat, I'd be looking at Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, young woman, brilliant, reserve officer in the Army, combat time. I think she'd make a, actually, I think she'd make a good vice president for Trump. That ain't going to happen, but I think she would. Anyway, so give us a call, folks. We'll talk about whatever you want. Let me see what else is going on. There ain't that much on Drudge. This is, like Glenn said, a slow news day. Taiwan's top military leader and senior officers killed in helicopter crash. 62-year-old military leader was on a routine mission with his entourage. Well, don't know the man, never met him. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing for the country. My guess is it's probably a bad thing. Let's see. It's got a news alert. Oh, we got Davey in Texas on line one. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, buddy. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm so happy. I got some really, really good news for everybody on the planet Earth.
Oh, good.
Did you know that according to Jesus Christ, the Savior for the children of Israel and all mankind, at John 8:32, he says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then, right in the very next verse, 8:33, right there, it says, they claimed, now remember, they're in the temple treasury, and they're posing, they're imposters, they're posing, and they say, "We never been in bondage." Well, what does that mean? I mean, you know, for the modern day proselytes to Talmudic Judaism, who will never be, they'll never be Israel. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what does that mean for anybody on earth?
I understand your opinion, and I understand what you're basing your opinion on, and I'm not saying that I disagree with you at all. I just don't know enough about it.
I don't think it's an opinion. If Jesus said to know the truth, and the truth is that proselytes to Talmudic Judaism, whether they're from the land of Gog and Magog or not, it's kind of beside the point. They could be from Brooklyn or Lithuania or wherever. But if they're proselytes to Talmudic Judaism, you know, John 8:44, Jesus said that those imposters there were directly descended from the first two-legged reptile. Now, did you happen to see the photograph of 90,000 Talmudic terrorists on the land here in the United States?
No, sir, I did not.
Oh, my. Big news story. Those are what they call today Talmudic Jews. And they'll never be Israel. But if they were so concerned about, you know, their narrative being true, why are they in America? You know, and you know, just for the little, like, high schoolers and people in college that like to learn about BDS and the truth about anti-Semitism, do you happen to know anybody that does know what percentage of modern-day so-called Jews are actually Semitic?
Well, I don't know what the percentage is.
It's real low because apparently none of them are descended from any tribe of the children of Israel. Have you ever looked at Deuteronomy 28?
I'll be honest with you. I haven't sat down and looked at the Bible in many, many years.
Well, hey, man, check it out. Look at Genesis 49, because in Genesis 49, that's where the children of Israel are listed. You know what I mean? And if you just read it, it'll just kind of make the scales fall away from your eyes. But if you go from Genesis 49 all the way over there to the last punctuation mark in the book of Deuteronomy, you'll find out that there are absolutely zero proselytes to Talmudic Judaism in the first five books of the Bible, because the story about the children of Israel is not about proselytes. Remember, Jesus said a proselyte is twofold the child of hell. and those money changers and Pharisees, you know, if you get the mug shots, you know, the really, really ugly mugs of the mug shots of the terrorists in America who print the currency and own the media, there's some ugly mugs there, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yes, there are. You're not kidding about that.
In there where it says their countenance witnesses against them. You know, over the last few days, they had this, a special showing for people that like to watch the Twilight Zone. And, you know, we have a lot of people in America who watch Hog Jowl, Skillet Licking TV Preachers.
All right. Hey, Davey, thank you for your call. We got our break. When we come back, we're going to Elizabeth in New York on Line 3. Be right back, folks.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Straight to Elizabeth in New York on Line 3. Try to get her question or comment in before top of the hour. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Tim. Happy New Year.
Same to you, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm still a little bit under the weather, but I'm starting to get on top of it. So
good. I'm starting glad to make you're a comeback. On top of it.
Yeah, I got a really bad head cold. I think I picked up from my granddaughter. It's been kicking my butt for the last few days.
Hey, better
I wanted to call in
grandkids.
Because I agree with that previous caller. I do believe that many things are being revealed right now, that people are going to start seeing what's going on with the dark side and everything. The other thing is, yeah, I want to bring to everyone's attention, if they want to really know the truth of what's happening, they need to pay attention to Jim Jordan. I'm telling you, that man
is
on the ball and knows what's going on. And
isn't he?
He leads a lot of these Democrats and these supposed whistleblowers, which I don't believe even exists. I think it's Adam Schiff all along. And Nancy Pelosi and probably Chuck Schumer. That's just my opinion.
Well, they've named who the, quote, whistleblower is, who under the law is not a whistleblower. But we'll see what happens. All they did was rewrite a regulation, a whistleblower regulation. And, you know, I honestly don't believe the guy's a whistleblower.
To make it legal to do stuff that's corrupt and illegal.
Well, that's.
I don't know if you agree
works,
with that, but that's my opinion also.
Yeah, I think Trump's going to get a handle on this. You know, for every one new regulation they cut, according to him, or not cut, but enacted, they've dropped an average of 5 regulations. So hopefully he'll get reelected in another 4 years of him continuing to deregulate everything. That's what I want to see.
I would love to see Jim Jordan on his advisory committee.
I'd like to see him in the cabinet. I'd like to see him take a cabinet position.
Exactly. It's like we need somebody that's awake and you know, isn't duped by everything the mainstream feeds them.
I agree with you. You know, I don't know what cabinet position he'd be best for, but... you know, national security rings a bell with me.
Internal affairs might be good, too.
Yeah, it might be. So
I'm telling you, these people have gotten away with far too much. And it's time that something starts happening. It's just utterly ridiculous.
Well, I think this impeachment thing is going to be never-ending. You know, I think the Democrats are going to keep going. I don't think they're going to send it to the Senate. We'll just have to see what happens. But all they're trying to do is tarnish Trump's name and brand. So, anyway, thank you for the call, Elizabeth. Greatly appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in a few minutes. And hopefully Steve Hunt will call in. Be right back.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.